Could we get a description of what you saw?
Well, my daughter and I, who's seven, seen it.
Yes.
It was very large, and it was full of red lights. And it was, and I don't know distance very well, but we live on a farm, and it was right above the buildings on our farm. It was right in our farmyard.
Okay. Now, when did this occur?
Last night.
Okay.
About 7:50. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Okay. Now, could you actually see an object or just lights?
I did not see an object. My daughter is 7 years old, and she said it was in the shape of a square. She said she's seen four red lights in the corner and a white one in the middle.
Okay.
And I did not see the shape.
Okay, now, any estimate as to how close it came to you?
I knew I should. I don't know feet very well or anything.
Well, but could you judge it just by whether it was close or distant?
It was very close to us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about size? Can you compare it with anything for size?
Yeah, it was about as big as our barn.
Okay.
And it was right above it, so...
Mm-hmm. Above the barn?
Yeah, and I watched it move over the barn and go in between a couple of buildings. I would say 100 to 100, maybe 100 yards, feet away, I don't know.
Okay.
And I watched it go over a couple of our barns, and then it kind of disappeared behind one of them. It was so close to the ground, you could see the reflecting red lights on the snow and on the buildings.
Okay, then that would be just a few feet off of the ground?
Let's see, about the distance between, on a one-story house, a rambler.
Okay.
You know?
But it was definitely reflecting the lights off of the snow?
Yes.
Okay.
You could see the red on the snow.
Okay.
And on the buildings it passed over.
Okay. Now, could you hear any sound?
Nothing. And we were in the house, looking out a window.
Okay. Do you have pets in the house?
No, we don't.
Okay. Any farm animals?
Yes.
Did they appear to be disturbed by this? Could you hear them?
No, I couldn't hear them. But my husband got home about 45 minutes after it happened, and he said the calves were up and running around, which was unusual for that time of day.
Okay.
That's about all. That could mean nothing.
Okay. Now, both you and your daughter saw this?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know I'm leery, because I've seen shows on UFOs and how people make fun of you and all of that.
Yes.
So, I will take it you won't do that?
No.
Okay, well, it was very exciting and unusual, but it's not like I wanted to make a big deal out of it, but
okay.
I just thought, well, you might want to know.
What attracted you to this?
My daughter seen it. We were watching TV. We have a big bay window.
Yes.
Off to the side of the TV, and she pointed, look at that! And I looked out the window a little bit. I didn't know what she was talking about. And then I seen all the red lights. And so she had seen it first and watched it first few seconds before I seen it.
Uh-huh.
And then I jumped up and ran to the window and watched as it passed over one of these buildings.
Okay. Now, while all of that was going on, did you notice any electrical interference within the house?
None at all.
Okay. And when did you, or where did you get our number?
From the local sheriff's department.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate you reporting that, and if we get some follow-up information on this, we'll let you know.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.